Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Today marks the grand opening of a new apartment complex that's the result of a collaboration between the Community Housing Network and Ohio State University. The building, located near the university on East 9th Avenue, provides a home to people who have struggled with addiction, mental illness, and homelessness. It's the first complex of its kind to house an OSU extension, which provides financial counseling and workforce development in-house, so to speak. Sam Schuler is the CEO of Community Housing Network, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. About 60 people or so moved into this complex last October. Help me understand how it sets itself apart from other housing for the homeless.
Well, in this particular housing, it's a part of a model that serves most of the homeless in our community who are coming through the community shelter board system, and it's permanent supportive housing. So that means that not only do the people who live here have a unit, but we also make sure they have the supports that they need to be successful. So whether it's employment or it is mental health, behavioral health, physical health, those sorts of things, there are people on site who are trained to assist the tenant in getting those supports that they need.
You mentioned that this is relatively typical, this style of housing. I'm wondering if you can give us a thumbnail sketch of how housing and the approach to it has changed.
We went from having about 15 units in 1987 to having basically either owning or managing about 2,100 today. And what evolved over time, I believe, is doing the supports on site, for example, is a change. That particularly came along as people with addictions and longer-term homelessness started to become people that people paid attention to and wanted to serve. Because the on-site services seem to be a big boost to helping those people be supported and be successful. So the evolution, I think, that you see is that we went from a place where people thought that you had to be institutionalized if you were mentally ill, or that if you had an addiction, you couldn't be helped until you decided to be helped. And so to a place where we say, no, there's a proactive way to do this. We can build the house and we provide the supports. We can reduce the harm that's happening to people, get them off the land, move them into these units. And in doing that, we help them stabilize. And then that's when they can really take advantage of the services that they need to recover.
This is what you call permanent supportive housing, which means that people can stay there indefinitely. And of course, that will make an enormous difference in the lives of those 60 men and women or so. But how does it help CHN make a broader impact? Is it sustainable?
Permanent is a way of saying, we want you to come here and be successful without having the pressure of having to move on. We want to communicate that to you. It's not that it's permanent, you'd never leave. It's permanent in the sense of, there's not a pressure for you to leave. We'd like to help you get better. We'd like to be the person that enriches your life so you can do that. And then a lot of people will say, great, now I'm ready to move on. And that's how it stays sustainable. The typical person stays here in our housing for 3 to 5 years.
Ohio's homeless population dropped 20% from 2011 to 2016. That's according to a Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio report. In comparison, homelessness rose by more than 20% in Columbus during that same period. Why are we seeing that disparity between our city and the state at large?
One thing we do know about Franklin County right now is that there are more renters now than homeowners. The apartment rental rate is being driven up so that a person needs to be making, I think, almost $16 an hour to afford a two-bedroom apartment. In other words, if they're not making $16 an hour, that apartment is going to cost more than 30% of their income to rent. And the top jobs in Columbus right now, other than nursing, I think the top 10, don't even come close to paying that rate. So you've got a city that's very successful with a lot of great attributes, but the opportunities for success are limited to a very small percentage of the people.
Sam Schuler is the CEO of Community Housing Network. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Sam.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
The Community Housing Network is holding a grand opening of an apartment building designed to support formerly homeless people this afternoon.